Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book.
That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer.
You know, even to this day, I connect with a lot of young quarterbacks and give them my number and say, I'm here. Call me. If I can give you perspective on anything at all, so let's just use this example. If you know, Caleb were to call me and go, okay, take me through how you watch film. Okay, no problem.
Okay, so look, I don't want anyone to get in trouble for tampering. So if we run into Caleb, can we tell him that he can call you instead of calling Tom Brady?
Anytime.
Good. I hope that if Caleb wants to talk to him, he can. Although now Case Keenum will now be in the room. And he can talk to Case Keenum about some of this stuff. But it's always good to have a Hall of Famer's thoughts on things and whatnot.
Kurt has been eloquent in talking about the jump that a college quarterback needs to make into the pros. Just how much more difficult it is. Has he not? I think he's been great talking about that. The difficulties in pure progression. All of that. So that's why it kind of surprised me when he had this take on film watching and what the personal responsibility is for Caleb Williams in light of this recent story.
I understand where Kurt's coming from and where a lot of ex-players are coming from. And I think that it's valuable that they put their point of view out there and we have that as a frame of reference. For those of you who missed it, why don't we share this? This is what Kurt said. This is a portion of what Kurt said because as the conversation went on, He did offer up that there's more to it than this, but here is his thoughts on the idea of watching film and how, you know, maybe Caleb could do more when it comes to that.
That, you know, if you're 21, 22, 23, and you're stepping into the NFL, that you're an adult too. And, you know, you're willing to say, you know, and ask for help in areas that you're not getting help. Like, I can't believe, you know, if Caleb were to go into a coach and say, hey, coach, I need help watching film. Kind of take me through a process. Like, this is what I'm watching. I'm not sure if it's the right thing. Take me through that. I can't believe the coach would say, ah, yeah, I don't have time for that. And then just go, you're going to have to do it on your own. Like, that just seems really odd.
Kurt, I got to go back to the Caleb thing and push back respectfully just from this standpoint. I feel like we saw that Matt Eberflus and the other coaches were not very good at the kind of direct communication, the kind of positive confrontation, the kind of forced accountability. I feel like the Bears failed Caleb in this opportunity, and I wondered if you see it that way.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what we're talking about. I mean, obviously the coaching staff was let go because they didn't do a good enough job in numerous different areas. And so, and it wasn't just when Caleb was there, it was before Caleb was there. And so, yeah, I think it's easy to say it's got to start there. It's got to start with the coaching staff and putting your guys in the right position and laying it out in a certain way to be able to be helpful to them, especially young quarterbacks. Is that sure? I mean, I will always, you know, put it on the organization to go, okay, yeah, it's got to start with you guys of making sure that you're doing this the right way and you're giving the players the opportunity to be successful. And so I have absolutely no problem with them being held accountable for that. I'm just one of those that believes, but everybody is accountable.
I think that Kurt did a better job than any veteran quarterback has in reacting to this in terms of like wanting to say, hey, kid, it's on you. Take control of your career. Because I respect that it's on the kid to take control of his career to an extent. I certainly respect that. But you gotta look at the details of what was happening and what was not here, Lawrence. And to me, it falls on the personality specifically of the head coach. And this is a big, big deal. As an offensive coordinator might be like, well, I think he knows, and I'm not sure that I need to show him. And a quarterback might be like, no, I totally know. Oh, yeah, I got it. You know, and whatever levels of those kind of attitudes are going on that's creating a disconnect, it's the head coach's job to be like, wait a minute. Hey, you two jamokes, come here. You think Dan Campbell would have let this dynamic exist and decay to the point where the quarterback is saying, can you please coach me harder? You think Dan Quinn would have allowed that to happen? Like a real communicating dude, a real person. Matt Eberflus was a failure as a communicator, and it all got exposed. That's what the leadership, that part of the personal leadership dynamic, we have learned, and some of us have talked to people very close to the situation, and some of these people, Eberflus did not know how to communicate like that. It's a critical conversation. You bring your people into the room like, what's going on here? Why are we having a disconnect? Let's get to the bottom of this. Hey, you get more humble. Hey, you get more aggressive. Whatever it is, that's the job, and Eberflus was awful at it. And shame on Ryan Poles for letting it go on that long.
I know that I have a soft spot and a bias for...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What college age people go through, because I deal with it on a regular basis. I'll just say that from my experience, people that age may look confident in what it is that they're doing. But there is some fear of not looking like you know what you're doing. And so asking questions about some of this stuff can be difficult. I think a lot of us, I think that if you were to have an honest moment with Kurt about when he got to the point when he could ask the question, I bet it wasn't when he was playing in the AFL. I bet it wasn't early on when he got to the NFL. That is a part of development.
Yeah, and to your point, we don't know. Kurt got humbled right away. Caleb hadn't been humbled. You know, Caleb hadn't had any moment where he's been, where like it became obvious that he needed to learn more. A little bit as a senior, but not much.
Yeah, and it's difficult. I think that there's so much here that, and I'm glad that you wanted to get back into it, because I think that a lot of times we just assume, because of what football is, that everyone knows everything and that they're so confident because they've gotten to the top part in the league. Imposter syndrome hits everybody. Everybody.
You bet.
So I'm not surprised that he might have been sitting there and being like, I can figure this out.
Yeah, I got it. Sure.
I can totally figure this
out. Especially because he's being asked to be the leader and he's being asked to be the face of the organization.
So I have a lot of sympathy for someone who is trying to be great at their career and maybe doesn't know how to do it, and also maybe doesn't know how to ask for help. How many people, but specifically men, how many men struggle with the concept of asking for help?
Uh-huh.
And in the most macho sport there is, when you are leader by assumption because of the position that you play, how difficult is that then for the rookie quarterback to be like, I need help?
How about this? You're also coming off a year where people went after you because you don't mind painting your nails. People went after you because you cried when you lost a game and your mom happened to be there. So like, yo, you're going to show the vulnerability of like, oh, I know, like it's your, and you are, as coaches, it's your job to break through that stuff. And I know it can be difficult, and it is on the kid to make himself available, and you got to figure it out. But you're the ones, like a parent, you know what the work actually entails.
Yeah, and I just kind of look at this, and this is part of the reason why I have been so adamant about the composition of the quarterback room, because I do think that it's easier for Caleb to go to a peer, and not to me, he and Tyson Bagent are on the same level, even though Bagent had more actual NFL play on his resume than Caleb did when he walked in. You need someone in the room to just go, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, man, because maybe Case Keenum can bridge that gap and figure it out. Like, hey, dude, I got you. Or my quarterback coach, there was a guy last year, Ryan somebody. There was a dude who was like
former quarterback.
Yeah, there was a former quarterback.
Not Fitzpatrick.
No, but they told us they didn't need the veteran QB, right? Because
I think that that's a mistake. And all of this stuff, I think that you can look at as organizational mistakes, because peer-to-peer is actually easier.
Ryan Griffin was an offensive assistant to work with quarterbacks and wideouts, a former Saint and Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I would just ask anyone who knows any... most of our audience has a son or a daughter that is in that age range. How easy is it for them to ask you for help? Or how often do they tell you, no, I got it. I don't need any help. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. How often does that happen? Because I would imagine it happens a lot.
Yeah, man, for sure. So interesting stuff, and appreciated Kurt's comments on Caleb, who is once again an emblematic lightning rod for quarterback conversation all over the take-a-sphere.
He is, and I agree with Danny, too, what he said, because I do think that there is a danger in some of it, but I think that for the most part, Chicago fans have been like, we get it.
We get
man.
It. Yeah.
We get it. Do
and,
better.
And that's kind of why I pushed back on Kurt, because we lived it day to day. And he might not remember the stuff that Stacey Dales reported, or he might not remember some of the other like little details along the way of everything we learned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.